The Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph discusses Pischei Shmoy. And the Gemara says that Pischei Shmoy are not valid for Tzuras HaPesach. But the Gemara quotes a Machloikis, my Pischei Shmoy. What exactly are Pischei Shmoy? So the Gemara says, Pligi Bo Rav Ruchumi V'Rav Yosef. Actually represents a Machloikis of Rav Ruchumi and Rav Yosef. Chanam Adeles Leishikfi. One says that it doesn't have side post. V'charam Adeles Leitikri, it doesn't have a top. And there's a very fundamental Machloikis. There are a number of fundamental Machloikis in understanding this Gemara. And of course, they have relevance in understanding what is or what isn't considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach. But before we discuss the various examples, the various opinions cited by the Rishonim in explaining what are Pischei Shmoy, Rashi brings down two explanations in the word Pischei Shmoy. The first explanation Rashi offers is Pischei Shmoy, as the root is from the word Shemama. Shemama means destroyed. And the definition, according to this understanding, is that it's a destroyed opening. Another explanation that Rashi gives is that Pischei Shmoy is Pesachim Mekulkolim, that the Tzuras HaPesach is not constructed properly, and therefore, since it's not constructed properly, it can't be relied on for the halachas of Tzuras HaPesach. The Rabbeinu Chananel has another interesting pshat. Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat is that Eretz Yisrael is called the land of shame, because we know that Eretz Yisrael was the country that was given to the Bnei Shem. And therefore he says, the Rabbeinu Chananel, that a Tzuras HaPesach is only considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach if it's in an area, if it looks like the doors that were made in the times of Chazal. But if they're not constructed in such a fashion, they're not considered Tzuras HaPesach. So before we go further in speaking about the halacha and giving the various explanations that I saw from the different Rishonim and Achronim, what Pischei Shmoy are and when it is or when it isn't a valid Tzuras HaPesach, just to give the basic explanation in this Machlokes Rishonim on the definition of Tzuras HaPesach, which will help us understand if what is or what isn't considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach. It goes back to an issue that we've discussed, I believe, in a previous year. In a previous year, we discussed that a Tzuras HaPesach, what is the definition of a Tzuras HaPesach? Is the definition of a Tzuras HaPesach that it's not, that it's an entranceway? And since it's an entranceway, enclosures have entranceways. Or is the definition of a Tzuras HaPesach that it's a halachic enclosure? And that's really what the two pshatim of Rashi represent. The first pshat of Rashi is that in order for a Tzuras HaPesach to have the halacha of a Tzuras HaPesach, it has to be constructed like an entranceway. And therefore, says the Gemara, that if it's Shemama, if it's destroyed, it's not a proper door. If it's not a proper door, it can't be considered a Tzuras HaPesach. That is the first opinion of Rashi. The second opinion of Rashi, and that's also the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel, in order for it to be a Tzuras HaPesach, it has to look like an entranceway. And says Rabbeinu Chananel, if an Eretz Yisrael in those days, there were no entranceways that looked that way, that it's not a valid Tzuras HaPesach. The second pshat of Rashi is not that a Tzuras HaPesach has to look like an entranceway. It doesn't have to look like an entranceway. But what is required, according to that pshat, is that it should have the halachic configuration, the halachic requirements of a tzuras haPesach. And a tzuras haPesach that is not constructed properly is not a valid tzuras haPesach. So then the Gemara goes on, as we read, to say what is the definition of a tzuras haPesach. Chad omer d'lesle shikfi, v'chad omer d'lesle tikra. Shikfi, Rashi explains, is that the door, the side post of the tzuras haPesach are not straight. There's one stone, the stones protruding in and out. That's Rashi in Taisus Pshat. However, if we look in the Ritva's Pshat, the Ritva's Pshat is that it's a perfect, fine, straight wall. But it's a wall, and it wasn't made for Tzuras HaPesach. And if it wasn't made for Tzuras HaPesach, it can't have the din of Tzuras HaPesach. So we have here a very fundamental Machloikas Rishonim. According to Rashi, you don't have to construct a Tzuras HaPesach specifically to be a Tzuras HaPesach. Not only do you not have to construct the Tzuras HaPesach to be specifically a Tzuras HaPesach, as long as the wall is straight, and in fact the Taz, there's a very famous Taz that says that if even if the wall isn't completely straight, but it's not very crooked, it's going to be a valid Tzuras HaPesach. The Ritva says, however, that that isn't enough. You have to construct the Tzuras HaPesach. And if you happen to have an entranceway that has all of the characteristics of a Tzuras HaPesach, that wouldn't be good enough. And the same machloikis that exists regarding the mandom de les le shikfi, that is the same machloikis according to the mandom that says les le tikra. According to Rashi, the definition of les le tikra is that it has no wall on top at all. You have two side posts, but you have no wall on top. And since you have no wall on top, the definition, as the Gemara later says, of a Tzuras HaPesach, is a konami kan, the konal gabeim. Here you don't have a konal gabeim. It's not a Tzuras HaPesach. Tosfos says the definition of a les le tikra is that it does have a tap, it does have a mashkoif, but again, like we said on the side, it goes in and out. It doesn't go straight. But Ritva, again, with his explanation, is very interesting. He says it has a tap. But again, it wasn't constructed specifically to be a Tzuras HaPesach. If it wasn't constructed specifically to be a Tzuras HaPesach, then it won't be considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach. Why? Because a Tzuras HaPesach has to be made specifically for that purpose. And in fact, I saw the Achroinim explain that according to Rashi, that Rashi says the definition of les le shikfi means that the side of the wall isn't straight. Les le tikra means that it doesn't have a tap. It's very geschmack. What is the machlokes in the Gemara? The man da omer who holds les le tikra will hold that if it has side posts, even though those side posts are very poor, it's even nichnas for even yotze, one stone going in and one stone going out. That's enough. Only when les le tikra doesn't have a roof at all is it a problem. Tosfos obviously doesn't learn that way. Tosfos says, yes, you could rely on a wall, but you could rely on the wall only when it's straight on the sides, straight on the top. If it's not straight on the sides and it's not straight on the top, that isn't going to be a Tzuras HaPesach. Why? Because a Tzuras HaPesach has to have a certain tzura. It has to have a certain way that it looks. When it's not straight, it's not a Tzuras HaPesach. Ritva, however, is much more stringent. And Ritva's opinion is that a Tzuras HaPesach has to be constructed specifically to be a Tzuras HaPesach. And has to have very specific characteristics. And just relying on a wall, on the top and on the sides, is not considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach. And the Magen Avraham, in Simen Shin Samach Gimel, Sif Katan Chav Ches, paskins that one should not rely on the walls, on a wall, to be a tzuras haPesach. Because, as he explains, it has to be obvious, there has to be a heker that it was made for tzuras haPesach. And if you just have a doorway, then it's not a heker. And even, he goes on to say, that if it's obvious that this is a tzuras haPesach, but it's not obvious that this doorway was made for the purpose of being a tzuras haPesach. It was made for an entrance. It was made for a doorway. And if it's not obvious that it was meant to be a tzuras haPesach, it doesn't have the din of a tzuras haPesach because it only looks like a pirtza. It doesn't look like a tzuras haPesach. And the halacha would be that it's not a valid tzuras haPesach. But according to this, if you'll have a doorway, but you'll put along the outline of the doorway boards that they should be considered a tzuras haPesach, that would be fine. Not only would it be fine, it would be actually excellent. Because there it's very obvious that you're making it l'shem tzuras haPesach, and when you're obvious that it's making l'shem tzuras haPesach, it would be mutter. The Shulchan Aruch, how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? So the Magen Avraham says that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rashi. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Mezuzah, in Yerudea, Simen Resh Pei Zayin, Sif Aleph, paskins like Rashi regarding what is considered a proper entranceway. So we see that the definition of a Pesach is whatever is considered a Pesach for Hilchas Mezuzah will be considered a Pesach for Tzuras haPesach as well. The Mishnah Yaakov, however, in Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Chof Gimel, paskins like the Ritva. The Nesivus paskins like Rashi. The Achroinim go on to say that if we have, what would be the halacha? If we have a board, but if the board that we're using on the side, the Lechi Mikan, is not straight, it's disfigured, what would be the halacha? So it's actually, as I was thinking about it, it could well be that in this case, Rashi would be more machmer than the Ritva. Because according to Rashi, as soon as I don't have a straight side post, I have a problem. But let's say I specifically construct a Tzuras haPesach. But I construct the Tzuras haPesach, and the wall, and one of the side walls, the Kana Mikan, is not straight. But it's obvious that it was constructed for being a Tzuras haPesach. And therefore, it may not be, it would be, according to Ritva, a valid Tzuras haPesach. Ramosha, however, paskins that such a Tzuras haPesach is certainly not valid. Because Ramosha says that the Tzuras haPesach must be made in a way that it's straight, a straight side, and if it's not a straight side, it's not considered a valid Tzuras haPesach. Which opens up a very interesting question. What would be the halacha if I have a Kair Mikan, a Lechi Mikan, one of the side posts, but it's not one straight side post. I'm only created a side post through Lovet. That means a very simple situation. I have a side post. I have it for a couple of Tfachim. Then I have a space less than 3 Tfachim. And then I would have the rest of the board. Would that be considered a valid side post? The question really is dependent on our shaila. How do we define the kayra mikan, the kayra mikan, the lechi mikan, the lechi mikan? Does it have to be obvious that it's a full-fledged side post? And like the Ritva says, and if it's not a full-fledged side post, and maybe even Rashi would agree that if it's not properly constructed as one straight piece of wood, it's not a tzuras ha-pesach. That's not the way people make doors, as we quoted at the beginning of this year. It wouldn't be valid. Or can it be valid? So the Mishnah Berurah says that we can rely on Lovid to make a straight side post. However, there are many Achronim that say that you can't rely on Lovid. And the reason why they say that you can't make a side, rely on it, which is the opinion of the Chazon Ish and the opinion of the Tosfos Shabbos, because a side post has to be a full-fledged side post, and if it's not a full-fledged side post, then it falls into the category of Pischei Shemoi. And Pischei Shemoi, our Gemara say, is not considered a valid side post. It's interesting to note that Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I saw, was asked, that here was saying that according to the Chazon Ish, we can't rely on Lovid to make a side post. But if we can't rely on Lovid to make a side post, so we know that the halacha, the Gemara teaches us later, we will, Mitzvah Shem, still speak about this, is that if you have a side post that's 10 tefachim tall, and even though that side post is quite distant from the Koiral Gabayim, it's still considered valid Tzuras HaPesach. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky was asked why for making it a side post we can't rely on Lovid. But to connect the side post to the Koiral that's quite a distance from it, we can rely on Good Asik. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky answered that Good Asik is more of a metzius, is more of a fact than Lovid. And trying to understand what Rav Chaim Kanievsky probably meant, I think what Rav Chaim Kanievsky meant is as follows. Lovid takes and closes an area that we don't even have the basic necessary area. So that's a halachic concept, not a concept that we could relate in reality. Good Asik says that once I have something decent that could extend, that's much more of a realistic understanding. And for it to be a valid Tzuras HaPesach, it can't just be related based on what the halacha says, it also has to have a reality in what is a Tzuras HaPesach. So according to this, when we now say that Pischei Shemoi is a disqualification in Tzuras HaPesach, the question that comes up is that let's say you'll have a Tzuras HaPesach, you'll make it, and it has like vines going around them. Would that be considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach? So I saw that a Moshe held that would be considered Pischei Shemoi, because the definition of a Tzuras HaPesach has a very clear definition, and that is where you have a straight pole, and if we have any distortion of that straight pole, then it's not considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach. And that halacha applies not only for the side post, but it applies for the Koiral Gabayim, for the cross beam as well. Another situation is, let's say you'll have a hole in a fence. You'll have a chain link fence, and you want to rely on that for a Tzuras HaPesach. So it could be that would be also not considered a Tzuras HaPesach, because that hole in the wall or the fence appears only to be a damaged wall, rather than an intentionally created doorway, and therefore would not be considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach. And therefore, the best way one should avoid of the issue of doing this is by having a piece of wood. If you're relying on a pirzah, on a breach in a fence, you shouldn't just say that the end of that breach is considered one kaira. You should have actually a pole over there. Up to the degree that I saw Paiskim that suggest that let's say you'll have a fence that's made out of slats of wood, and you want to designate one of those slats of wood to be your Kairi Mikan, it wouldn't be considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach. Because the Tzuras HaPesach has to be distinct and shown that it's made L'Shem Tzuras HaPesach. And if it's not made L'Shem Tzuras HaPesach, which just looks like it's part of a fence, that wouldn't be acceptable. I did see, however, that the Paiskim say that let's say you have a fence that's made out of a number of slats, and then you have one slat protruding, where that slat serves like a support for the other slats. There the Paiskim say, since that slat is not along the line together with the other slats, it's separated out, since it's not made specifically as that, it's not made in, as part of the fence, that could be considered, data paiskim would be makel, that it should be considered a valid lechi. It could be valid, it could be considered one of the side posts that we need to have for the Tzuras HaPesach.